morning, everyone. My name is Gurpreet Virk, and I'm a master's student at University of Georgia. Today, I'll be presenting a part of my research titled Planting Seed Mass Influences Early Season Crop Growth Characteristics. The most important thing for a crop producer is either to maximize yields or minimize production risk in order to make crop production profitable. Crop production and yields can be affected by various factors encountered during seed germination and various seedling growth stages. Seedling vigor is one of the important factors that can affect whole crop growth response across various growth conditions encountered. Seedling vigor, whole crop growth, and yield can be affected by various seed characteristics such as seed quality, seed mass and composition, and various environmental conditions like selection of planting date, temperature, availability of oxygen, and soil moisture content. Now, coming on to the effect of seed size, seed mass on seedling vigor, crop growth, and yield. The past research in cotton indicated the effect of seed size on seedling vigor and yield. The study indicated that the larger size seeds have higher seedling vigor and yield because of the large amount of energy stored in the cotyledons. Because of the larger stored energy in the cotyledons, the larger seeds have early season seedling growth as compared to the smaller size seeds. Seedling growth and various crop indices can be used as the simplest and direct indicators of crop response to various planting conditions. The following are the hypotheses for the study. It was hypothesized that the seed mass will affect the early season crop growth, and the leaf area and the net assimilation rate will influence the early crop growth rate. To test the hypothesis, the objectives for the study was to determine the effect of seed mass, seed size, on early season growth for a range of planting dates. Second, to identify the crop physiological responses most strongly associated with early crop growth. To test the given objectives and hypotheses, the methodology used was 3 cotton cultivars were selected based upon the differences in the seed mass. One was the Pima cultivar, Delta Pine 348, which has the highest seed mass, and the two were the Upland cultivars, out of which Delta Pine 1614 had the least seed mass of the 3 selected cultivars. 3 planting dates for 2017 selected in order to create differences in the early season conditions were April 18, May 11, and June 8. Completely randomized plot within each planting date were used to lay out plots in the field, and one-way analysis of variance in order to determine the effect, cultivar effect within each planting date was used, and linear regression response was used to determine the effect of leaf area index and net assimilation rate on crop growth rate. For the data collection, the first in the data collection was the stand establishment. Stand counts from 5 feet section in 2 rows within each plot were done at 3, 7, and 14 days after planting. Growth analysis. For growth analysis, samples from 2-meter sections were destructively harvested at 3 and 5 weeks after planting for the leaf area and dry weight measurements. And from the measurements of the leaf area and the dry weight done at 3 and 5 weeks after planting, crop growth rate, net assimilation rate, and leaf area index were calculated. Coming on to the results for the 2017 data. The table here shows the average maximum and minimum temperatures from time of planting date to the sampling and the accumulated heat units. The first 2 columns here shows the planting and the sampling time, and the next 2 columns shows the average maximum and the minimum temperature during from planting to the sampling, and the last column shows the accumulated heat units. As it can be seen from the table, the mid-April corresponds to the coolest temperature conditions out of the 3 planting dates. Early May, which is the 2nd planting, corresponds to the intermediate temperature conditions. And the early June, that's the 3rd planting date, corresponds to the higher temperature conditions out of the 3 selected planting dates. The graph here represents the stand establishment. As mentioned earlier, the stand establishments were done at 3, 7, and 14 days after planting. For 3 days after planting, the no stand counts were observed for any of the planting dates. And at 7 and 14 days after planting, the stand counts were higher for the seeds with the larger seed mass, and it was seen, similar trends were seen for both 7 and 14 days. The stand counts for Delta Pine 1612 and Delta Pine 348, which is a Pima cultivar, where the two higher seed mass cultivars have the higher plants per meter as compared to the Delta Pine 1614, which is the cultivar with the lowest seed mass. The table here represents the growth calculation data done after 3 and 5 weeks, done after the 3 and 5 week data collections from the leaf area and dry weight measurements. The first two columns here represents the planting and the sampling time. The next is the three cultivars selected. The next last three columns represents the growth indices calculated from the leaf area and the dry weight measurements done. It's the crop growth rate, net assimilation rate, and the leaf area index, which will be represented graphically in the upcoming slides. The graph here represents the crop growth rate for the three cotton cultivars corresponding to the three selected planting dates. The y-axis here represents the crop growth rate values, and the x-axis represents the three planting date and the three cultivars in three different colors. As it is clear from the graph, on comparing the three planting dates, the early May, which is the second planting date, had the highest values for the crop growth rate for the all three selected cultivars as compared to the first and the third planting date. And on comparing the three cultivars in terms of the values for the crop growth rate, the higher seed mass cultivars, which is the Delta Pine 1612 and Delta Pine 348, had the higher crop growth rate values as compared to the lower seed mass cultivar, which is Delta Pine 1614. The two graphs here represent the leaf area index and the net assimilation rate of the three cotton cultivars corresponding to the three selected planting dates. The first graph shows the leaf area index values on the y-axis and the three cotton cultivars and the three planting dates on the x-axis. Similarly, like the crop growth rate graph, here this early May, that is the second planting date, had the highest values for the leaf area index for all the three cotton cultivars selected. And on comparing the three cultivars in terms of the leaf area index values, like the crop growth rate graph, the higher seed mass cultivars, that is the Pima and the Delta Pine 1612, one of the upland cultivars, had the higher value for the leaf area index as compared to the Delta Pine 1614, which was one of the lowest seed mass cultivars selected. And the graph on the second, on the right, represents the net assimilation rate on the y-axis and the three cultivars and the three planting dates on the y-axis. Similarly, like the other two graphs, the early May, that is the second planting date, had the higher values for the net assimilation rate for all the three cultivars, unlike the first and the second and the third planting date. But here, unlike the other two graphs, on comparing the three cultivars in terms of the net assimilation rate values, the upland cultivars had the higher values of the net assimilation rate as compared to the Pima cultivar, which was the higher seed mass cultivar. The graph here shows the linear regression relationship between crop growth rate and leaf area index and crop growth rate and net assimilation rate. As it can be seen clearly from the graph, the crop growth rate were more closely related to the leaf area index as compared to the net assimilation rate. From the data from 2017, it was seen that the seed mass has an effect on the stand establishment. The cultivars with the higher seed mass had higher stand establishment as compared to the cultivar with the lower seed mass. And depending upon the planting date, the temperature conditions, and cotton cultivars, differences were seen in the crop growth rate for all the three cultivars. And wherever the significant differences were seen, the crop growth rates were higher for the cultivars with the higher seed mass and as compared to the cultivars with the lower seed mass. And as seen from the last linear regression graph, the crop growth rate was more strongly associated with leaf area index and was less influenced by the net assimilation rate. Thank you. Any questions?
Any questions for our speaker?
Yes, sir.
If variation of seed mass within a sample of seed, you know, I mean, I should be showing the average, but how much variation did you actually see in seed mass?
We didn't test for the samples. We just took initially before planting. We took the seed mass, and the seed size was, you can see from the seeds, they were literally different from the seed sizes, but we just took the average of those seed masses that was shown in the graph. Any other question?
All right, let's thank our speaker.
Thank you.